The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
DJ Automatic is in mid-bite of a breakfast taco right now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I don't want to hear you complain later. Automatic. My stomach hurts. Something was wrong with that. I don't know what's going on. Because every time you eat like that, you complain.
What are you talking about? It's just a normal taco. I didn't get anything crazy.
It doesn't matter. When you do this later on, me, your wife, Dana Cortez, I have to hear him complain about his little tummy.
I will say this green salsa is a little spicy today.
See, I'm already like, it's already going to happen. It's already going to happen.
But it burns good, though.
It burns good.
I'm very numb to DJ Automatic and his tummy grumbling complaints, which is, it's okay, brother.
It's an ongoing thing. I realize I've been complaining about it my entire life.
I've been numb to it ever since we were blessed to go to Disneyland, and it was my first time going to Disneyland as a grown adult. And you walk into the magical place that is the world of Disney, and I just I'm in awe of everything that's going
on.
It's
like the movie, right, Anthony?
And then all of a sudden I keep walking, I hear something from the back of my voice goes, man, my stomach is messed up from that fried chicken last night. And that's the first core memory I have of Disneyland as an adult.
Automatic complaining about his stomach.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the churros.
No. Yeah.
Because that was a whole other thing, because I got super sick off the churros.
That was the next day at Disneyland.
Oh, man.
The happiest place on earth, indeed, if you're not married to DJ Automatic.
But we still have fun.
Automatic's a great Disneyland escort, because not only does he have the tummy gremlins, he's a fast walker. So we walked through everything there, too. Yeah, dude.
I just beat up on DJ Automatic this morning, huh?
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony?
All right, we have World Red Cross Day. So salute to the Red Cross and everything they do for everybody around the globe. We appreciate
They're normally first boots on the ground when something is happening, and those workers are risking their lives. If you're looking for an organization that really puts in the work, there's someone you can donate some money to if you have the means.
Automatic question for this. How is coconut cream pie on your tummy?
I don't do coconut cream pie.
Nope.
No, I don't know why.
Unless I order it, and then he'll eat it.
No, for some reason it upsets my stomach.
Of course. It's coconut cream pie day.
Oh, can I mention the best? I don't know who's going to say yes or no, but at Golden Corral, they have the one portion size. What is it? The mini?
Little mini pies.
Freaking the best coconut cream pies. I don't know what it is.
Nice,
they're
dude.
So good.
Heck yeah. And I'm the fat one here.
Whatever. Anyway, my stomach doesn't hurt. Let's go to Golden Corral.
And we'll wrap it up on National Have a Coke Day, as in Coca-Cola. Have a Coca-Cola Day.
Coca-Cola, they're the masters of branding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if this is true or not. Somebody tell me. Seriously. Did they really make Santa Claus?
Oh, yes, it's proven. They didn't make Santa Claus up, but they made Santa Claus as we know it today.
Santa Claus is real. Okay, Santa Claus is 100% real. Promise to God, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. What I'm saying is, did they popularize Santa as we know him?
Yes.
Today? Yeah.
Is that true?
In like a similar way that, Skims did for Kim K. Is a similar
There was already
impact.
A shapewear.
Yeah, that's kind of what Coca-Cola was able to do for Santa Claus, raise the stock of him higher.
Speaking of
yeah.
which, Santa needs Skims.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our listeners, 16 years old, he actually got dumped by his girlfriend. Oh. His heart is broken. He sent us several messages on Instagram. Automatic, you answered him. What did you tell him?
The first thing I told him was stay away from her. She doesn't deserve your time. She's soon going to become a distant memory. And second, don't be in a rush to find a life partner. You have plenty of life to live. And the last thing is that people are like seasons. They're going to come and go throughout your life. And only a few will stick. And 5 years from now, you probably won't even remember her name.
Ooh. Oh, well, I don't know that you won't remember her name.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a falsehood, but it's good advice, dude.
It's good advice right now.
It's what a heartbroken homie needs to hear.
I remember the first time that happened to me, and I was distraught.
What was her name?
Uh-oh.
Susan.
And that's why I know that was bad advice, because you still remember her name.
Yeah, but I didn't think about her or care about her 5 years later.
You're right, but at that moment.
But at that moment, I remember how much it hurt. It was awful.
I remember when I had this crush on this little boy, and he was the cutest guy in school. He's not anymore. Recently, he came to one of my appearances.
Oh, I thought this was so weird. I forgot about this.
I did not recognize him. He is not the handsome person he used to be.
No.
And I'm not, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, as they say. But it was very beholden to me that he'd lost a little luster. And he was mean. He was a mean person. And so I wonder if karma got him a little bit. Well, yeah. You know, I was thankful that I didn't end up with my junior high crush at that very moment.
Okay. That's a weird flex, though, because he probably knew that you liked him, right?
He knew 100. He knew I liked him from third grade all the way to high school.
So to show up 20 plus years later and be she's probably still into me.
Otto, he brought his son with him.
There you go.
He's ready to start a whole new family
with
you.
I guess. I don't know. But I swear to you, I did not recognize this kid, this grown man, rather. And I had a crush on him, and he asked me out, and we were going to go out. When we were little, he asked me out. We were planning on going to a movie, and a couple of girls at school found out. And remember, I was a nerd, and I was not the cutest kid when I was really little. At this point, I'd kind of grown into myself, and they made fun of him, so he broke off the date.
Oh.
He told me, I don't want to go out with you anymore, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh, when he showed up in my remote, I was glad that... that he was where he is and I'm where I am with DJ Automatic.
There you go. So is that your piece of advice to the homie? Is that sometimes people grow old and get ugly?
Is that, happen.
Yeah. How does that happen?
Or
how do you grow
from... It could be the reverse, because there were some girls in high school where I didn't think they were great looking, and then I ran into them like, what happened to her? How did this happen? Dude.
They turn into like the hottest person ever. Yes.
I'm still waiting for a lot of my exes to get fat.
Anthony, that's the worst. That's the best feeling ever, right?
It's mixed because they're still hot, so that's cool, but then it's tough because they're so hot. But my advice to the young homie that I actually received from my mom when I first got my first heartbreak was, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Everything you're feeling is okay.
It's natural.
It's natural. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to feel hurt. The different emotions you're going to go through, because, I hated when I broke up with my high school girlfriend. I had to see her every day at school.
That's
the worst part about those breakups. You have to run into that person every day.
Curse you, Susan.
So, you're going to feel those rush of emotions. Just identify them. Don't react. Keep your cool. And that's always going to stay stoic if you can. That's going to go further.
And don't send her any DMs. Don't send her any DMs.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Automatic and I are married, and we always say Anthony A is our best friend, but I know he is 100% because he told me that I looked ugly one day. I came into the studio, and he said, Dana, your hair looks like a bird's nest. I don't know what's going on up there, but Anthony, your brutal honesty saved my hair. Oh. I was losing my hair. My hair wasn't growing. Now my hair is way past my shoulders, probably halfway down my back. I found a regimen to grow my hair back. You care about me. When you told me that, I remember I felt so bad, and I went to the bathroom and I looked up and I said, damn, your hair does look like a bird's nest, Dana. And I would rather have someone be honest with me than lie to me. Just let me be foolish looking or say something foolish. If I mispronounce a word, can you please correct me? Automatic, you do that with me all the time if I make a mistake, and I do it with you.
Because I care.
It's because we care about one another. If you let someone just slide with whatever, I don't think that's being a good friend, in my opinion.
Mine was just more, I was a little fed up.
Fed up with what, Anthony?
Let's paint the picture here so people don't think I'm popping off telling you that your hair looks like a bird's nest. This was a few years ago, and Dana would come in with these, can we let the public know about the once used hair extensions?
Oh, I still use my hair extensions. So not every day, though. Yes,
Dana,
I buy my hair.
Dana
yes, I do.
Dana would come into the studio and lay out her hair extensions along the studio space. So they would always consistently be sitting there. Now, one day we did a video. I forgot to mention that her hair extension wasn't in. She got mad at us. So then the next day when it was time to do the video, what came out of my mouth was, hey, dude, your extensions are out. Your hair looks like a bird's nest. That's what it was. So I just didn't pop off. It was a long build-up.
It was a provoked pop-off.
Yeah, it was a long
build-up. So you were just tired of me utilizing your space
I was tired of you telling us, hey, let me know when my hair is bad. And so what came out of
my mouth. So you let me know?
So I had to let you know. I had to let you know with some good old sarcasm and brute honesty.
And the other thing is, Anthony, well, you've lived with women before, but I don't think you've ever lived with women who put tracks in.
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
It ain't a bad thing, sisters. I promote it. I'm for it. Do it. Plug it in. If I could do it with my hairline, I would, but I can't.
Haven't you seen the tattoos?
Oh, no. Oh, gross.
Anthony, you wouldn't wear the toupees they glue on people's hair. Why not?
I'm going to keep a hat on. And then a toupee is too close to the wigs.
You wouldn't get the glue on?
The glue on's too wild, bro.
When I see those videos, I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
It looks good,
Anthony. It looks good from afar, but I've seen it in person.
Oh,
and you know what? I'd just rather deal with the harsh reality of what God has blessed me with and hasn't blessed me with rather than do that. But nevertheless, I am not judging those who do. So Dana Cortez, I'm not judging the hair extensions and the ladies. I'm not judging hair extensions at all.
You just judged my hairness that day.
That day, the hairness was wild, dude. That day, the hairness was wild.
I want to take it back to the toupee. I would like to ask you, Anthony A., if we find someone who does it, will you do it just as a test?
Not for free, not for a test.
They pay us and we talk about it.
I don't know about paying us if they pay me. Yeah.
He's like, you're not profiting from my hairline.
I don't know about all that. But yeah, no, I'm open to it. And I'm right now, I'm in a season of like, you know, over the next 12 months, if I can't save my hair, then I got to join, you know, Dwayne Johnson and
Are you Jeff shaving Bezos. The head, Anthony?
If I can't save it. So if there's anybody out there.
Hold on.
Yes, gladly solicit to it.
Right now, I would
step up and
shame.
Do it for sure.
My friend decided to take the bald route and he actually got the rest of his hair lasered off.
There you go, dude. That's a good thing.
He said he was so sick of shaving his head that he just lasered the whole thing.
Oh, man. Now, is he bald with a beard?
No.
He's not. Okay,
all the way clean.
All the way straight? Oh, my God. That's crazy, dude.
That would mean you'd have to shave every day because Anthony A. was blessed with hair everywhere but his head.
That's how you know a guy got a sense of humor.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shoplifters have done it again. They have stolen $55,000 worth of Lululemon leggings.
Dang.
Which
it's like four leggings.
Teach automatic, seriously.
Bought a lot of them for my daughter.
Leggings.
They're expensive.
God, no. They are so expensive. This is insane because this is the third time that this ring of thieves has set up different stores. It's happening all over, and they do it at the same time. And so it's organized thievery.
They call it a flash mob on the story that I read.
A flash mob?
A flash mob of thieves.
DJ Automatic, I got to say something. When I hear flash mob, I think dancing, fun. This is no bueno. This is not fun.
Well, they danced right out of that store with all that stuff.
They did. They did. So obviously they're going under, selling it in the black market? Is there a legging black market now?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's all over Facebook Marketplace. I can imagine. Or something. Like, you can find them somewhere. Those would be easy to get off.
Brand new Lululemon.
There's going to be all new Lululemon everywhere.
Right at the flea market. No, you're right. No, I don't know. How do you sling stolen Lululemon? It doesn't make sense to me. Maybe Poshmark? Who's doing this, though? You have to be very organized to sell $55,000 worth.
There's a secret organization of soccer moms that they distribute.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I don't want to.
They're sitting there with their Stanley Cups behind the computer.
I don't want to confess too much, but I was in high school, and I remember I had my friend Ashley, my algebra class, and her mom had a friend who always got clothes.
Half price.
Everybody
had a friend who had clothing that was half price.
Yeah, I feel like there is a market for it, as crazy as it is. Yeah, I remember my friend Ashley always showed up.
We must not contribute to these things, even though back in the day we might have.
That's where I'm a little
grown up now. Man, we're not.
No.
We're not doing Anthony, no.
Can't condone that kind of stuff.
You cannot. And it hurts the economy. It hurts everybody because then the stores start shutting down and the people that
lose their jobs.
Yes, and the people that, you know, in that area and restaurants, it really is a horrible trickle down effect. So let's do something. Look, if you can't afford Lululemon, buy the knockoffs. I didn't know about the knockoffs. Jessie Watt hooked me up yesterday. She sent me all the links to the sort of like Lululemon, but not the price tag. Do you have a problem with that? Because
no. Why? I mean, especially because it's probably the same thing.
You say that, okay? But the other day, I don't remember who bought what, but Otto's like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to go spend money too. Walked into a very bougie store and bought a pair of pants just like five other pair he has at home and spent $200 on one pair of pants.
And then was shamed by my wife for days on days, and so I took them back.
It didn't even start with me. You said you walked in to this very high-end store, and the woman said, oh, you're buying another pair just like the one you're wearing. She noticed.
When I went back to the store, I literally said, I'm bringing these back, and I said, this is my wife. She's baking me, and she goes, good.
I knew it. She said, I knew you'd be back. And we got him a shirt and some shoes and something else, because who spends $200 on a pair of pants you already have?
Somebody who's got it.
not us. That's why we went back to the store and got three things instead of one.
Those sound like emotional support pants.
Right? He needed them you know that what? Moment.
I kind of miss those pants. Never even wore them. They like had the sentimental value to me because it was me defying my wife just to go out there and buy those pants.
For a whole 2 days, and we were right back at the store.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna and Ciara had a feud back in the day. Now they're friends again. But what did they talk about at the Met Gala? I've got audio I'm going to play for you right now of Ciara speaking on this. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have 6ix9ine celebrating his birthday and Enrique Iglesias celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so Ciara and Rihanna had a feud on social media in the mid and late 2000s. In fact, I think the last few words they said to each other, Ciara was like, "You don't want to see me on stage or off." And then Rihanna clapped back with, "Good luck booking that stage you speak of." Ooh. And that was the last thing that anybody saw them go back and forth on social media. Turns out they've made up years ago. They've been besties for literally years, talking, hanging out. Rocky and Russell, really good friends. Ciara and Rihanna are really good friends. And Ciara sat down with the Sherry Show and spilled all the tea on what they talked about.
Cracking up, talking about, because Russ was with us and ASAP, we all took a picture together. And then he started talking about Cinco, because you know I have four. Talking about Cinco, we start talking about Cuatro for her. Well, she got to get through the tres first.
Right, exactly.
The third baby first.
That was mother talking. I loved it.
Straight mommy talk, just sweet love. Yes. Special moment for her. And I got to shout her out because she also sent me a sweet DM like a few months back saying she's so proud of me.
I love that they got past that silly phase and they're friends now. I have always thought about asking for forgiveness for crossing someone. I don't like having enemies or someone who dislikes me because I might have not been a good friend. I did that to one of my really good friends, and I feel like I should call her and apologize. I was not a good friend at the time. She really needed me, and instead of being good to her, I was judgy and not... I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I think their situation a little bit different because their words were kind of like fighting words. And sometimes when you get in a situation with that with a person like that, it makes and then you get past it, it makes you have more respect for them because that you know that they will go there.
Am I tripping or I feel like there is still like some sarcastic undertones with that interview
you're
with
tripping.
Ciara. Am I tripping?
Yeah, it sounded
pretty
authentic. She's like, you got to get through Cuatro first or something like that. I'm like, ooh.
No.
I thought that was the name of her kid with Future.
Oh, damn. I don't know anything.
Neither does Future. He doesn't see the kid either. But anyway, no, definitely not. There's no cattiness there. There's love there. It's about forgiveness and moving forward and growing up. If there's one thing I'll tell you right now, if you are still upset over something in high school, what are you doing?
True.
What is the life you're living? And that's about the age they were, right out of high school, you know, college years.
Dang. So what's preventing you from reaching out to the friend you want to apologize to?
I can't find her phone number. Swear I've thought about doing it. I think I'm just going to have to do the old reach out on Facebook or Instagram and see how she is and then really say I'm sorry, and then it's going to be up to her if she forgives me or not. I'm going to have to take that because she might say, you know what, girl, cool, but I've moved on.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that today.
Of all of this, ASAP Rocky and Russell Wilson's being friends is the most random thing. I've never heard that.
Why wouldn't they be friends?
Huh?
Rocky's a fan of sports. Russell's one of the greatest. Well, he's a good quarterback.
I agree with Anthony. It's an odd friendship. They're friends because their wives are friends. That's what it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite snacks at the movies is coming with a new twist. Automatic will give us the details in food news. Hot as hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
GTA 6 is coming. This is arguably the most anticipated game of all time.
It is.
At this point. We've been talking about it.
I don't even think it's arguable.
I don't think so either, Automatic. So we finally have a date. But not only are we getting GTA, take a listen to the trailer, and then I'll tell you what else is coming.
I'm here for Lucia Caminos. She's supposed to be getting out.
What's your name?
Jason Duvall.
I think you heard before.
You might have. Hey.
Hey. Not only are we getting GTA 6, we're also getting the brand new Xbox Series XS. They both arrive May 26, 2026.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be this year.
GTA 6 is going to have a similar effect on the economy that like a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift concert does.
It is going to have lines of people, tariffs or no tariffs. People are going to make their way to get this right here.
You know, like T. Grizzly, off of his GTA server, makes about $40,000 a week.
Dang.
Otto, yeah. What are you doing?
You I'm don't even it. Let me play. I try to go on like a 15-hour run, and you're like, what are you doing with your life? I could be making 40 grand a week like T. Grizzly.
Why didn't you make any money then?
I don't play.
We got a year.
I don't even own a PlayStation anymore.
We got a year to figure it out and how to get in on this.
I'm going
to
start practicing.
I'm getting you the Xbox Series XS. I'm going to get it for you. All right, Food News, DJ Automatic.
It's all talk until it happens. All right. Mission Impossible 8 is coming out. It's going to be the final installment, and they have a really cool new popcorn bucket. So this popcorn bucket is going to actually take keys to open it. It's going to be a collectible, but you have to figure out how to use the keys in order to get the popcorn open.
Yeah, I already pay extra money, and now I got to work for the popcorn too at the theater. I think that this is a scam. It's a sham.
Why?
I'm paying $89.99 for this popcorn, and now I've got to work to get inside of it?
You're going to pay $89 for it, but people are already offering hundreds of dollars for anyone who has one to sell.
Okay, I'll take it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.